A digital byproduct data. I run a module called digital byproduct data in the social sciences, and I've used that really as a term that describes kind of a range of different forms of data that are accumulating. And really, it was just something that I was trying to use as a way of capturing particular media developments in which people's everyday lives are routine everyday lives are being captured as digital data. So digital data then was a kind of byproduct of the living of everyday life in different forms, I suppose. So it was a term that was really geared towards that. But what I wanted to do with the digital byproduct term was to extend the debate beyond a focus upon transactional data, which had become the sort of the main touch point, I suppose, in those debates. I wanted to extend it a little bit to think about this byproduct data as being generated not just as part of transactional processes, but also to broaden that out to think about how data is accumulating in different forms as a result of a change in infrastructure, but across lots of different aspects of everyday life. Some of those are not obviously transactional in basis, but are about people playing with media forms, people using logjects, you know, as Dodge and Kitchen call it. Logjects are these objects that capture data in different ways. And to try to think about this broader kind of accumulation of byproduct data in our everyday lives, data that is generated as a byproduct of these kind of routine engagements with media, which we're all engaging in.